Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
That's right. We got more Astros breaking news on this Thursday. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Brandon Scott and for the fellas here on In the Loop, Figgy Fig holding it down on the other side of the glass. More breaking news. We told you at the end of last hour, Alex Cintron's not coming back as hitting coach for the Astros. Either as Snicker, co-hitting coach. Either as the catcher's coach. And now, more breaking news from Chandler Rome. The Astros have fired head athletic trainer Jeremiah Randall after 10 seasons in that role with the club. Not parting ways like those other coaches. This is a firing of the athletic trainer. I'm sure many Astro fans are rejoicing out there.
Oh, how y'all going to be rejoicing on a man losing his job like that, man?
Listen, we are. Look, I imagine if he been
working. They tell us that every day, every time somebody get let go.
Hey, he been working for the Astros this long. I'm sure he's been paid handsomely. And if he's a medical professional, he'll be able to find a job in the medical profession in no time. I'm sure Jeremiah Randall will be just fine. But I will say, now we cooking with grease here. When we talk about Astros news, breaking news, like I think a lot of fans rejoiced at the idea of them parting ways with the hidden coach, because the hidden coach is just, for a while now, it has been a relevant question. But I don't think there's been a bigger question when it comes to the Astros than how it is that they deal with injuries, from the diagnosis to their return to play procedure, which has been a topic, to be fair. Now, I know he's being fired here and right now, but this has been a conversation piece for years, for no less than 3 years, even back going back to the James Click days. This was something that James Click had promised to review or audit or go over, and then he was promptly fired that winter. Now, not because of this specifically, I don't think. I think it was for other reasons, but it did raise questions to if that ever happened, since the guy in charge or the guy that said it was going to happen was no longer in charge and no longer around. So did they do that return to play audit that they were supposed to do 3 years ago ahead of the disasters that we saw this year, namely the Yordan Alvarez situation? I feel like that was embarrassing. That was a really difficult thing to come back from as an organization, and then specifically for Jeremiah Randall to go out there and to diagnose him with a strain or inflammation or whatever they said it was at the time.
Yeah.
Put him out there in front of God in the world to basically perform a light show at batting practice, and then he complains of pain, and then you do the imaging after the batting practice just to find out that not only is his hand broken, not only does he have a fracture, but it's so damn fractured that it's almost healed. You know, like it's 60% healed means that it was 60% broke at some point. And you didn't know it, right? So, yeah, they should have done imaging before and not after that batting practice. And the fact that they didn't is an indictment on somebody, and that has to fall at the feet of the leader, and that is Jeremiah Randall. So this is not surprising, but I think even bigger news than the news that we were discussing in the previous segment of the hidden coaches, the main athletic trainer and medical guy being gone, is them acknowledging that whatever they've been doing with their medicals so far up to this point is not good enough.
Yeah, I agree with you. This was the biggest problem. It needed to be addressed. I say credit to the Astros for actually addressing the two biggest concerns with the hitting staff and now with the medical staff as well. There was a texter earlier when we were given the Cintron news who said, do something with the medical staff and then you'll have my attention. Well, they just followed up and said, yep, now they have my attention.
Yeah, I hope you. Yeah, I was going to say, I hope you stay listening. Bet. Yeah, I hope you stay listening for that. We hear you. We see you. We got you.
Yeah, so actually props to the Astros because a lot of times teams will just try to run it back or they won't make any changes or they'll sit on their hands. In this case, I mean, he's been in this role for 10 years. It would have been easy to just move forward with him, but it was an utter disaster and embarrassment this year from a medical perspective and even prior to this year. And it got to that breaking point where something needed to change this offseason. Otherwise, it'd be hard to try to continue to peddle some of the narratives we heard around these injuries and even just the idea of being all in and serious and try to sell that to not only your fans, but really the players, too, who are actually going through this. And look, we're not there, and I don't want to put somebody down who's a lot smarter than me in this regard, but if you're the players, I wonder if there was a certain point of thinking, like, are we getting the best treatment possible? Are we being taken care of? Like, what is going on here with just all the setbacks and the lengthier returns and some of the messages we got publicly that things did not play out that way whatsoever? So good on the Astros for addressing the two big concerns and making things happen today by making changes with the hitting staff and now the medical staff as well.
And then also, if you just want to take emotion and narrative out of it for a second, which I think all of those things are valid because they are based off of realities. But if you just want to look at the cold hard facts or the data here, baseball perspective, this is according to Baseball Perspective and Fangraphs, and I'm reading this from Chandler Rome's article in The Athletic, reporting on this breaking news about them firing or dismissing their longtime head athletic trainer, Jeremiah Randall. According to Baseball Perspective and Fangraphs, no team lost more potential value to injuries this season than the Astros. And he points out that ended up ending their eight-year streak or their eight-season streak of postseason appearances under the weight of that attrition. It was because of that attrition. It was because of that that really poor injury luck, or if you don't want to call it luck, injury history that really did them in on top of them not performing well enough on at the plate. So yeah, this is a move that it felt like, I'm not gonna say 100% had to be made, but definitely something that they had to look at, and clearly whatever they looked at led them to making this decision.
Yeah, something needed to be changed, whether that was someone losing their job or just the way you approach things, whatever, how you do that job. Right. Something needed to be changed for sure. On the text line, hallelujah, the Astros finally answered my wish. Get rid of the hitting coaches and the medical staff. Congratulations, Jim Crane. Other people saying, great job, Crane. Light up a cigar. Let's regroup for the future. As long as the Texans don't hire him, I'm okay with it. Someone else said that.
Funny. But you know what? A next day point, perhaps, but I'll make it now. This does, at least in my view, put Dana Brown and Joe Espada on the hot seat.
Yes.
Like, when you make a drastic change and it doesn't work, to me, and especially when you had a season where you did not have the success, like, if you can lean on, well, we still made the postseason, hey, we're still competitive, we still got the results, then that's its own thing. Like in the Texans regard, right? Like, they fire the offensive coordinator. If it doesn't work out with Nick Caley, that doesn't necessarily mean that D'Amico Ryan's job is in jeopardy, because they still got the results. Now, we'll see how this year plays out, but they've still been going to the playoffs, still been winning, even last year when they had all those questions about the offense and subsequently fired the offensive coordinator. You don't make the postseason. You have a year before that where you do make the postseason, but you barely make it, like on the last day, and when you get there, you get swept at home. Like, so back-to-back seasons of that, not having the results, and then you make the drastic changes of firing the hitting coaches and getting rid of the head athletic trainer, it removes all excuses and benefit of the doubt for the remaining leaders of the team, which to me appears to be the general manager and the manager who are coming back, and the other guys that are relevant are leaving. So those guys are being sent out. So those guys, to me, their seat gets a little bit warmer now because they have fewer excuses to not have the Astros perform in 2026.
For sure. Yeah, those excuses are gone. That's why I thought Espada deserved more credit this year than blame. I mean, you mentioned that stat from Chandler Rome. This was like the most injured or the most impactful injuries for any team, and they still almost made the playoffs. They exceeded their win total from the preseason that was set by Vegas. They exceeded expectations despite being maybe the most injured team of all time. And so I did not understand the narrative around Espada the last couple of weeks about, you know, get rid of this guy. I thought he deserves credit. But with that said, I mean, we have to see how things play out next year. Maybe the more things change, the more they stay the same. But now that you've made some changes here or making changes on the medical staff, you hope that it removes these injuries and that excuse or that concern. And then, like I said, with the hitting coaches, you know, it's hard to blame anyone else at this point if the Astros do not succeed next year. And next in line would be that manager and potentially GM as well. So it's good news for the Astros, good news for the Astros fans, probably good news for Joe Espada as well to try to do his job better. But, yeah, now the onus is on you. And that's why, as I said, the last 48 hours, I mean, I think he'll be managing for his job in 2026.
Yeah, well, on the point on how things change or, like, the more things change, the more they stay the same, like, I am curious to see, and this is just more from a fans or slash media perspective. I don't think that what I'm about to say here necessarily impacts winning. I think that other stuff we talked about, like misdiagnoses, a poor return to play procedure, those are the things that really, really matter. And we'll see, like, if that improves. But just from an optics and a communication standpoint, I do wonder if they'll communicate about injuries differently, right? Like, they've been notoriously closed-mouthed and I don't want to say shady, but just a little odd with how they talk about injuries. We all know this, know what I'm talking about. I wonder with a new regime or with new leadership there, if any of that changes at all, if they'll be a little bit more open, there'll be a little bit more transparency, given the fact that it's gone the way that it's gone over the last couple of years, especially with the Alvarez thing.
Yeah,
like, to me, that was the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, it seemed like they were kind of open with it, but it seemed like where it was coming from Dana Brown and Joe Espada, it seemed like they were kind of clueless of what was
right.
going on.
Yeah, that's probably a better way to put it.
So maybe they will. They probably will tell what's going on and probably be a little more accurate.
Yeah, then I think that's fair.
Than them saying, hey, Alvarez, he's looking good right now. And it's like, damn.
That's a fair way to put it because, look, Dana Brown, for better and or for worse, is a blunt talker. Like, he says what he's thinking and what he means and means what he says. And so if he's giving you kind of the feeling of, like, shadiness or you're not really sure what he's talking about, it's probably because he's not really sure what he's talking about, because if he knows, he's going to tell you.
Yeah.
I also think part of it, though, is Dana Brown seems to be a very positive person. And so I think he always tries to give these positive updates. And then when these guys don't progress as quickly or there is a setback or something, it makes everyone look silly. When he was talking about, like, Pena might be back this weekend. And then the next day, actually, he has fractured ribs, whatever that injury was. He's going to be on the IL and be out for a while.
Yeah.
Same with, like, Yordan. You know, I think he's just always leans to, like, the glass half full. And then that's where he kind of steps in it at
times. I don't know. I feel like more what Figgy said, maybe it was just because they were getting bad info.
Could have been.
Because I don't feel like he'd do that if he got the real full picture. Now, Espada, I would agree, like, is definitely the glass half full, sunshines and rainbows, positive guy, for sure. Dana Brown has a little bit of that, but he's a little bit more blunt and straight to the point, I feel like, than a spotter is. But again, like how Figgy was mentioning, maybe he was just straight up getting bad information and probably didn't like looking silly on the back end of it when what he said wasn't nowhere close to the truth.
It could have been a thing where this medical staff was like, oh yeah, Pena be back in he'd be out for about a week. Just put him on the 15-day DL or IL.
Yeah.
And now he got Dana Brown looking stupid and we sitting there blaming Dana Brown for giving us bad information.
Yeah, maybe it's the medical staff that were the glass half full people, and then Dana Brown and Espada were just repeating that.
It's kind of like when somebody asks you, hey, how far are you? Oh, I'm like 5 minutes away, but you really like 20, 30 minutes away.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I'm leaving the house. Actually, I'm just getting out to bed. I'm about to brush my teeth.
Yeah,
we see that. Hey, this is a pretty good pull from Samuel Radford on the YouTube page. Y'all check us out on YouTube, presented by the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers. But this is kind of a subtle reference, but if you know, you know. What's Michael Brantley up to these days? Now, I don't know if he's saying that to make Michael Brantley the hitting coach or if he's referencing, like, late days of Michael Brantley injuries.
He's always injured.
Yeah, always injured. And then also just not really feeling like you knew what was going on with him toward the end. So that's a pretty good pull. Whichever one you mean, I co-sign the comment. Whether that's Michael Brantley the hitting coach or what's he up to these days, because our updates from the medical staff that has now been jettisoned are not exactly accurate or reliable.
Hey, the Angels are apparently interested in Pujols as their manager, so why not Astros bring back Michael Brantley as the hitting coach?
Ooh. What are the Angels doing?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's an evergreen question. Yes. Who knows?
Yes. What are the Angels doing? Ellipses. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Forever. Never know what they're doing. Even though this was baseball talk, the breaking news being that the Astros have moved on from their hitting coach, assistant hitting coach, catcher's coach, now head athletic trainer. That's the breaking news today as the Astros make changes. But even though we were talking about Astros, let me tell you that Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long by visiting ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And if you missed our Texans talk from earlier, you can always go back on that YouTube stream, go back in the listen to the podcast later on, or use the rewind function in the Odyssey app as well. But when we come back, it's time, as we do each and every day, for Figgy's mixtape. Figgy, what do we have going on today?
Yeah, so have you ever ran across a criminal that the police was currently looking for? Well, a reporter actually ran across a criminal live during this little stand-up outside. So I got the great audio of that, and I'll play it for you.
Oh, it sounds like an F around and find out kind of situation.
Can't wait to hear it. We'll do it next. It's in the loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Fig, holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. So we actually talked about this towards the end of our show yesterday about the lone, the last man standing in that New Orleans prison break.
Yep.
It was a guy by the name of Derrick Groves has been captured in Georgia. He was in Georgia. And the last time, I want to say the last time we talked about him, it was like maybe 2 or 3 months ago. And he was on the run for 5 months, man.
Yeah, that's wild.
He was on the run for five, to the point I totally forgot about the guy. I forgot he was on the loose. But, yeah, they called him. It was a lot of police out there and news reporters out there with the cameras.
He's probably hoping the police forgot too, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so as they had him in handcuffs, he was going to the police car, the back of the police car. He blew a kiss at the camera. So I don't know what to make of that. I don't know if it's a, hey, I'm going to be back out here. Or he just being funny, just like, hey, that was a fun little 5 months. And, yeah, so I don't expect him getting out anytime soon now.
Did we ever get any clarity on how they found him? Because he was in a crawl space in an empty house by himself in Georgia.
I didn't see anything. I'm guessing somebody had to tip him off, right?
Somebody
right?
definitely snitched. Yeah. I mean, you can believe somebody didn't forget and knew that there could be a dollar on the other side if they turned in this highly wanted fugitive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I figure you can only go but so far for so long before somebody start hating on you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, one of my favorite tweets I saw about this was they said, I guess he might have been watching the Saints game, said, who that? Who that? And somebody heard it and said, you know what? Nah, get him out of here, man. He in Atlanta. He in Georgia, man.
I know this is a fun story. I don't want to make too much light of, like, I'm pretty sure this guy was convicted of murder.
Yeah.
And then now he's obviously, you know, busted out of jail. So this is like a real life criminal. Not trying to make light of the criminality of it all.
Yeah.
But, and this was kind of a mini confession. I didn't get to it earlier, but I do want to say this since you brought it up on the mixtape, Fig. I was kind of rooting for dude. it was something about being on the loose. Now, I'm not rooting for the lack of public safety and for him harming anybody while he's out. Like, I'm not rooting for that kind of chaos. But it was something about, like, getting gone and being the last man standing and the idea that this person could maybe live the rest of his life off the grid, under the radar, police looking for him, and him kind of gaming the system. Part of me was rooting for this just a little bit. Not rooting for him, but rooting for the idea.
It's kind of like rooting for the high-speed chase, hoping the guy kind of, hey, go.
Yeah, man, like, why did you take that way?
Yeah.
You don't know the other way? Come on, man. They going to get you there. That type of thing. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. No, I feel you on that. If he was in Houston, I would have been like, man, lock this criminal up. But as long as he wasn't in the Houston area, then, you know, I don't care, man. Yeah. Let me see. I was just kind of impressed how he was gone that long, man.
Yeah.
Because everybody else got caught within a couple days. Some might have been caught within a month, I want to say.
Yeah.
But brother was gone.
They had almost all of them by the end of May. And then they just caught one of them, I feel like, last week or maybe the week before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not that long. It was still two left as of, like, just a couple of weeks ago. They caught one, and then obviously now I've caught Mr. Derrick Rose.
Yeah, yep. So happy trails to Derrick Rose, man. It's been fun, brother.
By the way, a bunch of texts are coming in, so I'm going to take this as truth. People are saying he got in a fight with his girlfriend, turned him in.
That's been out there on social media, but nobody has been able to, like, that is out there, okay?
Okay.
But none of the reputable media sources have confirmed that, so who knows if that's true. It might very well be true, one of those situations where the people know before the officials know or before they're willing to tell you. Who knows? But we haven't really seen that to validate.
That's a tough way to go out, man. Just imagine. Let me see your phone.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm calling the police.
Hey.
I'm calling the police on your black ass.
Hey, look, man.
You going back to jail.
If that's your situation, man, who the hell needs companionship? I'm going to tell you, that's going to be the last. Like, maybe I need a little bit of companionship, man, but the last thing I'm going to need is
hooker.
Exactly. I ain't getting no full-on girlfriend if I'm running from the police.
Yeah, you just got to start over. People that don't know that aspect of it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so speaking of that, man, kind of on the same lines, it was another criminal on the loose, but this time this was in, I want to say, Idaho Springs, Colorado. Have you been? I know, B. Scott, you be in Colorado a lot. Have you been to Idaho Springs?
Not knowingly. I've driven around Colorado a little bit. If I made it to Idaho Springs, I did not know it.
Okay. So, so apparently it was a criminal on the loose, and there was a reporter out there just did a little stand-up shoot or just kind of a little story about this criminal. And you know how, you know, the cameraman still recording and all that stuff. You kind of getting ready and all that. And they seen a guy that looked exactly like the description that they was talking about in the news segment. And here is the news reporter and cameraman just kind of, you know, this is off the air. This is kind of the cameraman peeping like, hey, That looked like the guy right there.
Oh, hey, put the camera on him. Yo, you see this person right here? Is this him? Would it be crazy if we actually found the guy right now? Because we saw a person who was literally fit in the description, who just walked out, walked by our camera.
This dude was just moseying on into a store, man. Like, same description, same outfit and all that stuff. And here is here's the reporter actually talking about how he discovered that was the criminal, courtesy of CBS Colorado.
Yeah, guys, this is one of the most interesting situations, weird situations, to be honest, that I've ever been a part of. So let me take you back to 6:55 in the morning. Just after my live shot, my photographer, Ladarius, said, hey, look, there's someone you should watch right behind you. And someone that fit the description of what we were talking about and what we were given from Clear Creek County Sheriff. They said this. This individual was 5'10" to 6 feet tall, thin build, and also was wearing tactical gear. The video you see right now is a video that we shot after that. You can see he was wearing tactical gear, also with a thin build. Now, that suspect walked across the street to the Maverick gas station, and after we got the video, we then called the police department. About 10 minutes later, police called us back and told us the person that we saw, we got on video, was the suspect that was in the car chase around 8 p.m. last night. He was arrested near the visitor center in Idaho Springs and is currently in the hospital. Clear Creek County Sheriff, they said they couldn't believe how he was caught.
Yo, I can't either.
I know it.
I can't either. It's like, you know how like in the movies they try to do that thing, the kind of the ironic thing where the criminal or the subject is passing by the scene of whatever it is, or like, you know, whatever it is they're talking about. Oh, there he is right there. But, you know, it's kind of a thing for the viewer.
Yeah.
But they don't catch him, yeah, or the person doesn't get caught or whatever it is. This is the opposite. Like, oh, there he is. There you go. Right there.
Yeah. And I wanted to call this a stupid criminal, but I don't know if he was. I think he was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. Well,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. You think he was at the wrong place at the wrong time, Pig?
Yeah. I was going to ask, dog, if it was bad luck or stupidity. I guess just bad luck. But the fact that, I mean, it sounds like it didn't happen that much prior, the night before, and this was before 6 a.m. But the fact that he's still wearing tactical gear—that's
the thing. That's the stupid part.
Yeah, that's a giveaway. You got to change your outfit.
Earn them clothes, man.
Yeah. No. Especially if it's tactical gear, like it's not like, you know, he's committed a crime allegedly and he's down to his last outfit and he can't go nowhere and buy one because he's wanted and his face is everywhere. You in tactical gear? That means you got some kind of tactic, some kind of strategy, right? Like, so I would think that part of wearing the tactical gear is to have a regular outfit on the ready somewhere for you to change into. I don't get that part.
Yeah, and he was just going into the gas station like it was nothing, man. He looked just like a regular pedestrian just walking by a news camera.
But is anybody in tactical gear a regular pedestrian?
Nah.
Like, I figure everybody that's walking around in tactical gear is a suspect of some kind. If you just walk, not just... Like, you know, you didn't just come from paintballing or whatever.
Yeah.
You're just walking around in tactical gear for no reason. I might call the police, too.
It kind of looked like a Grand Theft Auto scene where, you know, if you play Grand Theft Auto, sometimes you just be wearing some random ass stuff. I almost cuss. Some random ass stuff. You might be in some army gear or something like that, just walking around and see. That's exactly what it looked like. And he kind of had a Grand Theft Auto walk to him, too.
Crazy. Crazy Grand Theft Auto in real life. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So we've been kind of messing around with which head coach is going to get fired in the NFL first. We threw out Mike McDaniel. I forgot who else we threw out. But
Bill Callahan's got to be on that
Bill
list.
Bill Callahan, yes. I feel like we probably need to focus on the Cleveland Browns right about now. Now, I ain't think they were going to fire their coach. But it's starting to get a little messy up there, man, because you see they traded Joe Flacco to the Bengals, and you had their head coach up there doing a press conference said, hey, that kind of caught us by surprise. So clearly him and the GM probably not on the same page right now.
Yeah.
And also you got him not really committed to Shedeur Sanders. That's the number two quarterback. In that crazy quarterback room. Apparently this is causing a little stir on the radio as well. So let's go to ESPN 850 up in Cleveland. It's a show called The Really Big Show with Tony Rizzo and Aaron Goldhammer. And they had a guy by the name of Tony Grossi, who was pretty much like the John McClain up in Cleveland, been covering the team for years. They kind of had a little back and forth about Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel pretty much the whole damn season from training camp all the way to now. And here's Rizzo asking Tony Grossi is it any chance Shedeur get traded this season?
Is there any way the Browns would trade Shedeur Sanders before the deadline, Tony?
I don't think anybody wants him, Rizzo, okay. I'm being honest. Okay. I mean, okay. The Raiders passed them. Tom Brady.
Yeah, I know, but it's different circumstances now, Tony.
Well,
the
Raiders
thought Geno
now.
Smith. Wait. The Raiders thought Geno. The Raiders thought Geno Smith could play, and he can't. So for a fourth-round pick or fifth-round pick, you take a flyer on a guy? You don't think anybody would do that?
I don't, Rizzo. Okay. I don't. Okay. I mean, they asked for Pickett.
Why would no one want Shedeur Sanders?
Everyone made their statement about what they thought of him during the draft.
Yeah, but Tony, that was 7 months ago.
Well, he's not gotten any better, Riz. They see the film of the Rams game.
Did they see the film of the Panthers
and game? The kick? Yeah, that game, Super Bowl performance.
See, to you,
yeah,
that game doesn't count. Okay,
well,
to me, that
game
counted for something. It did. And by the way,
it's a
he
what
was
have you done
with
for
the
me
twos.
Lately?
By
Lee.
The way, he was playing with the twos. You're blatant. You just blatantly. The guy played with four offensive linemen that didn't make the team, and you're just dismissing that as if it meant nothing. At no point did Dylan Gabriel play with four offensive linemen that are no longer on the team. Call it for what it is, please.
The league
for
knows,
the love of God, just give me
that. On the field,
for the
Riz.
Love of God,
the league knows who was on the field. Okay. That's no excuse for anything. That happens to backup quarterbacks all over the league.
Well, then what
in
the world is this kid doing on the Browns roster now if he's as bad as you think he is?
I'm sorry, the whole freaking league
thinks he is, according to you.
Yes.
You think the whole league thinks he sucks. Why is he on a roster? Why is he taking up a spot? Why?
I mean, is he not, like, barely kind of on a roster and barely taking it? He's acting like they paid Shedeur Sanders $50 million or something.
Yeah.
Like, he's on a team, and he's kind of barely on a team. He's just the most famous guy
who's barely on the team.
Well, but is Tony, is that the guy that Shadur also confronted?
It is. The yeah, one right. He said, why you don't like me, or yeah, why you always talking smack about me.
Right. So I kind of agree with both of them. Like, I think Tony just kind of has it out for Shadur Sanders, and Tony's always been brought up as someone who's like very divisive and negative up there in Cleveland, and sometimes can be very wrong. But on the flip side, yeah, like you were saying as well, I think there's an axe to grind for Tony and Shadur, but at the same time, like they don't even know if they can still make him the backup yet. It's not like you're talking about Joe Burrow here or anything. Like, this is a third-string quarterback anyways.
It's wild that we gotten to this point to where the view on him is hit rock bottom, because it feels like the truth should be somewhere in between. Like, he's probably not as good as maybe he thought he was or others thought he was going into the draft.
Yeah.
But probably not as bad as, like, the third string or whatever string quarterback on one of the worst teams or at least offenses in the league.
And by the way, on their practice squad, they got a quarterback by the name of Bailey Zappe.
Oh, yeah.
Bailey Zappe, Houston Christian fame.
If you're not better than him, man, like, it's hard for me to believe Shadur ain't better than him.
Yeah, that's, well, that's at least the upside should be.
Unless
here.
It's something we don't know what's going on, maybe he's goofing off or something like that. Maybe he's not doing what a typical NFL quarterback usually do to get ready. But if he ain't beating out Bailey Zappe, man, something is wrong, man.
Maybe they don't like him mouthing his answers to the media.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
I did, too.
I thought that was actually kind of probably maybe not a good idea tactically. Not a good idea for him, given his situation or his position where he's at. But I thought it was funny. I did think it was funny.
It is wild, though. Kevin Stefanski, you mentioned him off the top and played the audio. He's a two-time Coach of the Year award winner, and he's like 8 games under 500 for his career as well in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I'm actually shocked he won that last Coach of the Year. That probably should have went to D'Amico, if we're being honest.
That's true.
But
especially on the heels, and I know they vote before, but on the heels of D'Amico beating him in the playoffs. You know,
right.
It's like, yo, this is awkward. I was actually at that award ceremony. I snuck my way in. Awkward. Very awkward.
Yeah, snuck your way in. Did you let them know? You got the wrong guy. Should be D'Amico.
Nah, by the time you mean about the award. Nah, I was in the lobby because that's how I realized I snuck my way in, because I ain't had no seat. So I had to watch the whole thing from the lobby with my laptop plugged into an outlet in the lobby. So, I knew I wasn't supposed to be there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's Figgy's mixtape. You can hear it every day at the same time here at 120 on In the Loop. When we come back, we got to put a bow on things for today. We'll catch up with the fellows as well. They're out at a Buffalo Wild Wings, the guys of The Drive, and we will connect with them when we come back and put a wrap on things for In the Loop today. We'll do it next In the Loop. The fellows are out today. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Brandon Scott. Figgy Fig on the steel wheels here as we wrap up this Thursday. Hand things off momentarily to the fellows of The Drive, who, by the way, are out at Buffalo Wild Wings on Ritchie Road. So go check them out. Stop by. Say hello. Kick off the weekend on a thirsty Thursday with the guys of The Drive. Get yourself something to drink, some food over there.
And Buffalo, they're not empty-handed either. You know, they keep them a prize or two on deck, so you might be able to go out there and win you something as well. So that reason alone is a good enough one to go out there and see the fellas.
For sure. Always a fun time. They're at Buffalo Wild Wings on Ritchie Road, and we'll connect with them here in a few minutes and hand things off to them too shortly. By the way, Thursday Night Football tonight, Giants-Eagles. Eagles favored by 7.5 on the road. Does that get you to a TV? You going to tune in tonight, watch the Giants-Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles alone are worth watching. The Giants are kind of it's kind of like a rubbernecking sort of situation where you kind of watch them in a cringy way because they're a little bit of a disaster, but they also, like, can be scrappy at times. They can, you know, every now and then surprise you, so you never know really what you're going to get from the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
So they're worth watching from that standpoint. And then the Eagles, I think, are just appointment viewing. Like, if you get a chance to watch the Eagles, you should watch the Eagles, not just because they're the Super Bowl champions, defending Super Bowl champions. I think that's part of it. But they just got so much talent on that roster. And even with that, even with their talent, even with their success, it always seems like something's going on with the Eagles. There's always some kind of discord or issue going on with that team in spite of everything that they got going for themselves. And so that is worth observing as well.
Well, that's Thursday Night Football tonight. Kicks off week 6. Of course, the Texans are off this week. But the big news of the day, the big news that has come out here in the last about 90 minutes, are the moves the Astros are making today. We brought you the breaking news last hour. The Astros are moving on from their two hitting coaches. They're moving on from their catcher's coach. They're moving on from their head athletic trainer, too, after 10 years. As an Astros fan, how excited are you? I, Figgy mentioned it tongue-in-cheek earlier. I mean, you don't want to celebrate people losing their jobs, but it is also part of sports and part of the business and part of being a fan as well. 713-572-4610 to text the show. As an Astros fan, how excited are you with the news that came out today of these changes? Because, as I said, I give the Astros credit of a lot of teams will just keep the status quo and move forward, but these were the two biggest areas of concern I felt from like a coaching perspective or from a staffing perspective. And so props to the Astros for handling both today by making these changes with the hitting staff and the medical staff as well.
Yeah, and it helps to me that these were the easiest changes to make. Like mm-hmm. the players got long contracts. The players, I feel like, have a little bit more of and of course, there are more players. Right. So it's not like you can completely remake the team, say, oh, OK, we were bad or we weren't good enough. Out with all of y'all and in with some new players. Like, yeah. It's just not going to happen. There are a significant number of the guys that you had this year that are going to be back this coming year. And it's the team cosmetically is going to look a lot like it did last year. So the hope that you'll make in terms of progress is somewhere along the margins with the coaching staff and the guys that were easiest to replace. So from that standpoint, like I give them credit like you do, but at the same time acknowledge this was the most aggressive that they could really be in terms of remaking the team that wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
So I'm good with it. I think that it is an encouraging sign at the very least that they've done the introspection necessary. Like they don't have the same level of Astros arrogance that a lot of us have grown accustomed to having with their success over the last decade or so of like, hey, they're the Astros. They're going to be fine. Nah, they ain't going to be fine because this year wasn't fine. And even last year making the postseason, but kind of backing your way into it and not doing anything once you got there, that wasn't good enough either. It certainly doesn't meet the standard that I feel like the Astros have set. So this is a positive sign. I think the next logical question is what now? You know, careful what you wish for. Is the grass always greener on the other side? It's easy to say, okay, yeah, you need to get rid of these guys. But the important next sentence needs to be, hey, we hired this guy or these guys or these people that are going to actually make the situation better.
Yeah, it's almost like the Texans and the offensive line.
Yeah.
You know, you could get on board with the first part, the teardown, but not necessarily with the rebuild.
Yep, yep. Or even the coordinator.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Either one.
It's true. So we'll see how the Astros handle this. Which one, because of course it depends who they hire to replace these guys and what other moves they make this offseason. But which change do you think could have the biggest impact on the Astros organization for 2026?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, both of them have a tremendous impact. Like, so the point to the issues that were cited as these guys are being let go. Them not being patient enough at the plate, not being selective enough at the plate, and then subsequently not being good enough offensively, right? Like, so the hope is whoever comes in preaches these principles and they actually apply them, on the field when they get out there. But I think really it's the medical one. That's the one at least that stands out to me. We'll see which one ends up being more impactful, you know, like the on the field aspect of better hitting coach to me is more appealing. But I can't help but just like think back to all of the injury embarrassments that we saw from the Astros throughout the year. And I mentioned earlier the tip of the iceberg being that Yordan Alvarez weird situation where his hand was so broke that it was healed by the time that they realized it and they ain't know it. And that was just a bad look. So I mean, ideally both of them, but the one that's standing out to me the most and it got my ears perked the most was the medical staff firing.
Yeah, they were definitely more embarrassing this year than even just the hitting coach aspect.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.